Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas, Achrimos Kedoshim, Tavshinayin Gimel, is daf Mem Gimel in Meseches Erevin, the 261st daf in Shas. Our daf is going to be discussing the status of a boat vis-a-vis carrying on it if it has gone out of the Tchum. Then our daf will begin to discuss the halachos of Tchum when there is a hill. On Amal Beis, we will have an important discussion of Tchumin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, particularly in the context of Eliyahu HaNavi, whether he will come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Finally, the Gemara will discuss the boat of Rabbi Gamliel that arrived on Shabbos. Let's begin Bezer Hashem on the bottom of Ben Beis Amid Beis, discussing a machlokis between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, why it is la halacha if one is on a boat, as Rabbi Gamliel and his friends were, as described in the Mishnah in the beginning of our perek Amim Aleph Amid Beis, that one is allowed to walk throughout the boat, even though the boat is already out of the mechitzos. We learned yesterday that Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira give two different reasons. Rabbah says because he was shoves in the Avir Mechitzas when it was still day on the boat, therefore he has the entire area. And Rabbi Zeira says because the boat never was Koveya, designated its own four Amis, because the boat is always moving. Yesterday we discussed Nafkaminas between Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira, and today we want to know why Rabbi Zeira disagrees with Rabbah, Rabbah disagrees with Rabbi Zeira. It says the Gemara two lines from the bottom, Rabbi Zeira, my time alone, Marka Rabbah. Why did Rabbi Zeira not learn like Rabbah? Rabbi Zeira will tell you that Rabbah's reason, that says that since he was Shoveis Bavar Mechitzas from Bodyom, he could walk around the entire thing. The Mechitzas are not valid. Amalecha Mechitzas Lavriach Mayim Asuyas. The Mechitzas were not there to protect the people inside in the normal way that Mechitzas are made, but rather it was there just to prevent the water from coming inside, as opposed to house its inhabitants. Why didn't Rabbah say the rationale of Rabbi Zeira that since the boat is moving, there is no particular set of four amas? But he agrees that it has no four amas. Keep pligi bisha amda. However, Rabbah says when stationary, then it does have its own four amas, and the person wherever he's standing, that's his four amas. It's also meduyik from our mission that they're not arguing when the boat is going. The Mishnah described that they were coming from Plandersen, and their boat went out to sea. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azar, Yehocho, is cool. They walked throughout the boat. Rabbi Shur, Rikiva, Lo Zazu, Me'ar, Ba'amas. Shuratz, Lahachmer, Ba'atzman. I'amrit, Bishlem, Ma'aleches, Lo Pligi. If you're going to say that everybody agrees that you're allowed to walk around the bow of the boat, the entire area of the boat, because it was never shoves in any one place, the boat is constantly moving. That's why the Mishnah says that they wanted, that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yoshua wanted to be machmir on themselves. Dilma Amda, because they were afraid it was going to stop, and if it was going to stop, then, according to Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, they wouldn't be allowed to move, and that's why they wanted to be machmer on themselves. If you recall, if you look back in our Mishnah, you listen back to our discussion yesterday, we pointed out that, and Rashi, already 900 years before yesterday, pointed out that it was strange Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva didn't move Arba Amos because they wanted to be machmer on themselves. If they hold that you're not Konish Shvisa, and you're not allowed to walk, so then in such a case, it's not Shirotzel Achmer Asatzman. So now, according to this Pshat, it's beautiful. Hainu Diktani Rotzi Dilma Amda El Iyamit Pligi. But if you're going to say that they were fundamentally disagreeing in all cases, that you couldn't move, Hai Rotzel Lahachmir Isuru, it shouldn't say Rotzel Lahachmir, it should say that it was Aser. So now we have a Raya that when it's moving, everybody agrees that it's Mutter. However, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were Rotzel Lahachmir Alatzman, lest it stop. Amar Vashim Esnisa Nami Deka. It fits in beautifully in our Mishnah, points out Ravashi. Diktani Seifa Dumyu Dadir Vesar. Our Mishnah spoke about a ship. It also spoke about a corral and a prison. Madir Vesar de Kavi, just like those are set in one place. And there we said that if a person has gone outside of his tchum and he's standing in there, he can't move. So too, when it comes to a ship, when the ship is kavua, then it's going to be also, period. That we follow the halacha of Rabbi Gamliel b'svina, that you're allowed to walk around the boat. Hilchasa mechlal de pligi. The fact that he says hilchasa would indicate that there are those who argue. Vatanya, but didn't we learn? Ah, over here Rashi points out a small error that Vatanya is benichus. It's not a kasha. In we learned Vatanya that the Brisa pointed out that we see that there was an argument on this issue, as we learned in a Brisa Chananya. Omer, there's a discussion what the correct year is. Let's go without the parentheses. Chananya Omer Kol Ha'Yosha Yom Yoshev Lidanu Bidvar Halacha. They were arguing and discussing what the halacha would be. Emesh, yesterday, Yichri Achi Abba, halacha K'Rebbe Gamliel. B'Sfina, that the halacha is like Rebbe Gamliel when it comes to the Sfina. That is that Rebbe Yoshua decided that the halacha is like Rebbe Gamliel by the Sfina, v'halacha k'Rebbe Akiva b'dir v'soar. Yet, you're not allowed to walk in the dir v'soar like Rabbi Akiva. We saw that already, the Amoraim discussing that on Membeis, that the halacha is on the Sfina, you are allowed to walk everywhere, but not b'dir v'soar. The Gemara continues, boy Rav Chananya, Rav Chananya had another shaila. Yesh tchum in l'mala me'asara, is there a tchum above 10? Ain't tchum in the malam me'asara, or is there no iser tchum above 10? The Gemara will explain. Amod gevoa asara, if you have a pillar that's 10 tvachim high, v'rochav arba, and is 4 tvachim wide, lo tiboy lach ner, we would not have a shayla, da'ara smichtahi, that it is connected to the ground. Rashi explains that the shayla is the following. Let's say I want to walk over pillars, visualize the pillars in the Cardo in the old city of Yerushalayim. A person wants to walk along those pillars. Let's say they're close enough to each other, you're able to walk from one to the next. And one is in the Tchum, and one is outside of your Tchum. So in such a case, it's connected to the ground, and if you go on one that's outside of your Tchum, that corresponds to an area outside of your Tchum, you've walked out of Tchum. What happens if it's 10 tefachim high, but it's not 4 tefachim wide? Rashi explains the reason we would be more lenient if it's less than 4 tefachim wide is because it is not niach l'tashmish. It's not something that's easy for a person to use. Lo nicha l'tashmishte. And for that reason, it's not considered at all as if you've gone out of tchum. Inami de ka'azel b'kfitza. Or else we're talking about someone who jumps. Here we go. Something miraculous. He jumps with the shem ha'meforish. So he jumps through the air. He flies through the air. Has he gone out of the tchum? The Gemara now suggests a more practical case, or more common case. Lishna achrina. The question would be, what happens if you have a ship that's above 10 tfachim from the ground? We learned it in our Mishnah. And our Mishnah was very concerned about Tchumen. This took up a lot of the time and mind of the great Tanoim. That was the reason Rabbi Yeshua wanted to be Machmer. What are they worried about? My Ratsu. Answers the Gemara. It was talking about a very specific case where the ship was going very close to the sea board, I think that's the expression they use, the sea floor. The ship was right at the top of the ground, and therefore it would be a problem of tchumen. Hachanami melahachis rikak. Tashma kamei, I'll bring you a proof. Pamachas lo nichnesu lenamel achet shecha shecha. There was one time that they didn't go into the port until it was dark. And we learned in our Mishnah, the Rebbe Gamliel said, it's not going to be a problem because he had seen the port from beforehand. If there is an issue of Tchum, and Rebbe Gamliel said, nah, we were already in the Tchum, then it's fine. Even if they weren't inside the Tchum, if it was above the Tchum, and we say, ain't chum in the malam yasara. What in the world, again, was Rebbe Gamliel worried about?
Amar Rava, similarly, Rava gave the same teretz. B'melachas b'rekaka was running along the sea ground. The boat was very close to the ground. But otherwise, if it's way above, it would not be a problem. Tashmai come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Hani Shev Shmaitza. The Isa.
Excuse me, my Gemara has a printing error over here. Hani Shev Shmaitza de Is Amron. Bitsafra Bishabsa Kamedur of Chizda. This is a famous expression. The Shev Shmaitza is seven shilas that were posed in Chulin, Daf, Membeis, Amabeis, seven Shmaitzes. Unfortunately, let's begin with a disclaimer. My Talmidim in Yeshiva, at least, know how much I love Lamdus. But nevertheless, let me say that unfortunately, most boys today in Yeshivas know Shev Shmaitza as the fantastic Sefer written by the Ksos HaChoshen. Seven different Shmaitzes, to borrow a term, from Chulim Membeis Amabeis. I learned about Shev Shmaitza before I had ever learned that there were these famous seven Shilas that were brought in front of Rav Chizda. Shev Shmaitza Disamram Bitzafrod Bishabsa, that were brought in front of Rav Chizda on Shabbos in the morning. Bisuro Bahade Panya de Shabasa. Kamei de Rava Bir Pumbadisa. And then Alocha was said in front of Rava in Pumbadisa. Now how did Rava get the Alocha if Rav Chizda was sitting in Surah, Rava was sitting in Pumbadisa? Madam Rinu, Lav Eliyahu Rinu. Must be that Eliyahu told him. Now this Gemara becomes a beautiful, fantastical Gemara where we discuss Eliyahu and Tchum. Alma ain't Tchum l'malam me'asara. So if Eliyahu went from one place to the next, traveling and teaching Rav Chizda's teaching to Rava, must be that he was able to do it because there's no Tchum above 10. Lo, Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu. Maybe is Yosef the Shade, who doesn't keep Shabbos, who had told it to Rava. Tashma reini nazir, biyom shebein David bof. A person says, I will be a nazir in the day that the son of David, Mashiach, tzikenu, will come. Mutlish desiayin, b'shabbos, isu biyom imtoiv. He's allowed to drink on Shabbos in Yom Tov, oslish des koimos achol, but he can't drink during the week, because it could be that at the end of that day, ben David, yavo v'yigaleinu, will come and redeem us, and it will turn out that he's going to be a nazir that day. He already drunk wine and violated the nazirus. If we're going to say that there's a problem with tchum, now we understand why Ben David won't come on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why it's permissible. But if you're going to say that there's no such problem of tchum lemala on Shabbos and Yom Tov, then we should be choishish that Ben David's going to come. Am I mutter? Why is it going to be mutter? And for daily gemara, shani hasam. The reason is the Amikrat says in the pasuk in Malachi, hine anoichi shoy leyach lochem esel yoanovi lifnei ba yoim Hashem agadol v'anoira. Unfortunately, our gemara doesn't finish off the pasuk in Malachi, and that is Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to send Eliyahu lifnei ba yoim agadol, beforehand. So Eliyahu is going to come before Ben David. So since Eliyahu is going to come before Ben David, and Eliyahu didn't come on Friday, so then even if there would be a problem of Tchum, or there wouldn't be a problem of Tchum, it doesn't make a difference, because once we know that Eliyahu didn't come on Friday, we know that Ben David, unfortunately, is not going to come on Shabbos. We only have a couple hours here in Eretz Yisrael for Eliyahu to come today. And unfortunately then, if he does not, then it's a simin that Ben David will not come on Shabbos as well. V'holo asa Eliyahu me'etmol, and Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. But it could very well be that there's no Isser Tchum on Shabbos as well. Iachi b'chol, so now the Gemara asks a very astute question. So the fellow who's going to be a Nazir the day Mashiach comes doesn't have to worry about drinking wine on Shabbos, but also during the week. Iachi b'chol, kol yom v'yom anami lishtri. D'lo asa Eliyahu me'etmol. He didn't see Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, so we know Ben David is not going to come today. El amrina lebezden hagadol asa hachanami lema lebezden hagadol asa. So Gemara's answer is maybe Eliyahu will come to be mevaser, but he won't tell everybody. What's his first step? To the southern wall excavations to the Bezdin Hagadol. He's going to come form the Bezdin Hagadol, which used to sit where we could actually see. I mentioned to the Talmidim in the old city, we can mamish see where the Bez Nagodol used to sit. You could walk on those steps on the southern wall, according to most poskim who say that you're allowed to go there. Of course, I mean the outside of the southern wall, not chas v'chalila on the inside. It could be Elio came, and he came to Bez Nagodol, but he didn't come to every Jew. Hachanami, so Gemara says the same thing, Lema le Bez Nagodol asa, and it should be asur even on Shabbos. Maybe, I'm not aware, I'm unfortunately not zochet to be in the old city now, I'm sitting in Beit Shemesh, but maybe Elio Anavi has come to the tzaddikim in the old city. Gemara says we have to elaborate a little bit more about the story with Elio and Shabbos. Kfar muftach len Yisrael she'en Elio bo lo barve Shabbos v'lo barve yom tovim. We have been promised, Pesachim Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that Elio is not going to come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov because of the Tircha. Rashi explains that the fear is that if Elio is going to come, then people will run out to Elio and then they won't be able to prepare for Shabbos properly. Wow. What do we learn from this Gemara? The tremendous importance and chashivus of preparations for Shabbos. I have to tell you, in my simple state, I'm not a Baal Madrega to really, really feel this Gemara. I would love to run from the Shabbos preparations to be Mekabel Yohanavi. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that on Erev Shabbos, us to be involved with the Hachanos and not even involved with Elio. If we know that Elio is not going to come on Erev Shabbos, then presumably Mashiach is also not going to come. So then in such a case, then on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos as well, the halacha should be that this Nazir could be able to drink wine because there's no fear of Ben David coming. Answers the Gemara, Elio lo asi, Mashiach asi. Elio won't come, but Mashiach can come. And how could Mashiach come? What about Erev Shabbos preparations? The kivud asi Mashiach kol avodim hein li Yisrael. That since Mashiach will come, all people will be servants to Klal Yisrael, and you and I won't have to prepare for the Shabbos. Of course, we learned in the end of Masechta Shabbos that there are two opinions, and the Rambam passing is like one of them, whether Mashiach's times would be miraculous or not. The Rambam says that nature is going to continue as regular. Another opinion says no, that Klal Yisrael will no longer need to work, etc., etc. It seems that this line of the Gemara is assuming that post-Mashiach's time is going to be miraculous, although the Rambam paskins like the other Shita in that Gemara in Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, b'chad b'shabbos lishtri, but if this is so, then also on Sunday, this Nazir should be able to drink wine because Eliyahu didn't come on Shabbos and he can't come on Shabbos. So then the earliest things would get going for the Geula would be Eliyahu would come on Sunday and Mashiach would come on Monday. Says the Gemara, Lifshot Mina. So therefore we could be poshate our Shaila, De'ein Tchumin, that there's no Tchumin in the ear. The Iyesh Tchumin, because if there would be Tchumin, Bechad B'Shabo Lishteri, because then Elio could come on Shabbos, and Mashiach could come the next day. The fact that we don't say that, and we say that Mashiach could come on Sunday, because the Nazir can't drink wine on Sunday, is assuming that Elio can come. The Iyesh Tchumin, Bechad B'Shabo Lishteri, the Loas Elio b'Shabbos, because Elio would not be able to come on Shabbos if there would be Tchumen in the air. Must be that there is no Tchumen in the air. Says the Gemara, not a full-fledged Raya. Hayi taina sfuki misafkla. He had a suffix. I yesh Tchumen o ein Tchumen. Ulechumra dikoi. Excuse me, ulechumra. And we have to be choshesh lechumra. The Gemara analyzes the whole above discussion. Asks the Gemara, you put a big period after Ulechumra, Dekoy Eimas Dekanadar. What is the case that he took the neder? Ilema Dekoy Bechol, if he took already the neder during the week. Rashi explains in Divrei HaMaschil the next expression in the following way. Kivan Dechal Olea Nezirus, once he took Nezirus on himself, how could we say, well, he would have known if Elio had come on Friday, and Mashiach ben David would come on Shabbos. And the fact that he didn't hear Elio come on Friday must mean that Mashiach is not coming on Shabbos. He already took the Naziris on himself. Maybe explains Rashi, Mashiach did come. And he came to the Bezen HaGadol, but he didn't hear about it. He didn't have the schus, like me, to live in the old city and to know about it. Elo dekoi b'shabsa. It must be that the case was talking about he made his neder on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Elo dekoi b'shabsa v'kanadar u'b'yom tov v'kanadar. Either Shabbos or Yom Tov he took the neder. Vahu yom adeshari lay, and only on that day did they matter. Mikan ve'elech osley. But in all other days, the halacha would be, that would be osir for him. If there is a musr to take away from this Gemara, it is that one is supposed to make sure we prepare for Shabbos, because preparing for Shabbos takes precedent even if Eliyahu would be coming, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send Eliyahu on Friday, as we saw in our Gemara. So we'll stop our Amud a little bit early, and Be'ezer Hashem on Matzai Shabbos, we will pick up with the rest of Mem Gimel and Mebez, and Be'ezer Hashem Mem Dalid. After all, it is Erev Shabbos now, and maybe we should help for a few minutes to be Meichin for Shabbos. So we conclude the Gemara of Daf Mem Gimel over here.